The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590.
Follow me.
Hello everyone, this is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Hello everyone, this is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're ready to have some fun with me today. And remember to download that ESPN Chicago app for your smartphones. You got to have your smartphone, you know. And you can listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also go to Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like our page there for all kinds of outdoor information about the not just our region, but across the country. That's the important thing. Oh, you know what this weekend is? It's National Hunting and Fishing Days, as well as Open Lands Days in Illinois. Open Lands Days is, encouraging people to go out and do something, constructive and good for the great outdoors. And whether it's, picking mustard plants or, cleaning up garbage or cleaning out a stream or helping somebody build fish cribs or whatever, it's a lot of fun. And remember that. That's, Open Lands Day. And don't forget it's National Hunting and Fishing Days, which, by fact, remember, Congress told us many years ago, we need to go out and enjoy the great outdoors. So whether you're doing it as Open Lands Day or National Hunting and Fishing Day, you need to get out and have some fun and be part of it. Well, this weekend I'm up at the Northbrook Shooting Club for the Ronald McDonald House Charities Sporting Clays event. And this is an event where we raise money for the Ronald McDonald Houses all across Northern Illinois and Northeast Illinois, rather, and Northwest Indiana. If you don't know what a Ronald McDonald House is, it's where the charity gives a place for families to stay when their children are in the hospital. And there's nothing worse than a parent being separate from their child. And this way, the parent is close by. They have a place to sleep. There's also always food there for someone to get a meal. If you have younger kids, they have things for the kids to do in the house. If you can make a donation for spending the night, great. If not, that's okay. And there have been some people I know that came to the United States from outside the United States because their child needed brain surgery or some very extensive medical work done. And they were at the hospital, this Ronald McDonald House's, for 9-10 months. It's such a quality, good charity that's giving back to the community. They don't get any support from the Ronald McDonald, from McDonald's Corporation, because this is all volunteers that are making the Ronald McDonald Houses a great program. And this event, the Sporting Clays event in Northbrook Sports Club, come on out there. We have a silent auction. You talk to me for a little bit, shake some hands. Maybe you want to come back next year when we do this. We try to raise a lot of money because, you know what? Every dime needs it. Okay, let's talk about what else is going on here. On this week's show, once again, I mentioned we're celebrating National Hunting and Fishing Days and Open Lands Days, so I'm excited about that. We're also going to hear from Captain Tony on the sitting by his dock, on by the boat, on Lake Michigan. Then Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine will be coming on to talk about not putting your boats away. That's next month or the month after for the winter, but enjoy fall fishing and fall color rides on the lakes and rivers in the Midwest with your family, friends, and even that maybe special person you have. There is so much you could still do. Don't put the boats away. Get out and enjoy it. And if you haven't used your boat in a while, take it over to Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Let them go over it so you don't get stuck somewhere. But really, fall colors on the Illinois River, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Oh, my. I'm sure Wayne's going to cover all of that. I'm pretty excited about that. That's going to be real cool. Then in our next segment, we're going to hear from our old friend, Jimmy Templin, also known as Jimmy T's Guide Service. Jimmy T's going to talk to me and you about fall fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, what works, what's not working, what you could do to increase your odds to catch some more fish, and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm pretty excited about this. So this is going to be Jimmy T on, and I haven't, I see him at least once a month, and this, I don't think I have had him on the air in about 2 years, but so I'm excited that Jimmy T's coming on to talk to us. It'll be cool. And then in our last segment, of course, the most popular thing on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the Aiden Fishing Report, where I don't know what he's written to me until the very second I'm reading it with you. It's always fun to do that from Western Michigan and more in where he lives. So there's a lot of action going on. But before we do anything else, we have something we need to do. You know what that is. Now let's hear from Captain Tony, sitting on the dock of the bay.
Waves crash all day. Yeah, it's that time of year again, Sean, where it's strictly hit or miss time to go fishing.
It is, because those winds of Lake Michigan coming out of the north and northeast, and they show up, they rough everybody up, and then they leave for a day.
Right. Yeah, we got some fronts coming through, and safety mm-hmm. first. We're offshore. There's a few fish inshore, but I was out the other day. We had some nice king action offshore in about 180 feet of water. It was rough out there. It was a slight breeze, but we ended up tagging a couple nice 10-pound kings. Mm. They were silver. They weren't mature. They were 2-year-olds, so. Looking good for next year with the 2-year-olds out there right now. Yeah. Still catching a lot of lake trout. But, yeah, weather is everything right now this time of year going into October.
Yeah, and, there's nothing you could do about it. I mean, it's Mother Nature.
Right, yeah, it is. It's strictly hit or miss fishing. When I was out there the other day during the week, I seen a small boat out there, and I'm like, I wonder why he's out there. He shouldn't be out there. I mean, there were definitely 3 to 5s, mm-hmm. 2 to 4s, and I lost sight of them. And when we were powering in, I actually seen them running along the shoreline, which wasn't any nicer than where we were, but always check the weather out there and be safe. There's mm-hmm. always another day or, try an inland lake.
Yeah. I mean, it's that time of the year where, you've got to play the odds, and you don't. You never, if you play the odds with Mother Nature and Lake Michigan, you never win.
Right. But no, we're still running some big blades, chrome mm-hmm. blades, white flies have been working, some green blades with green flies have been working, smoke, metal down deep with a white spinning glow has been working pretty good for lake trout.
Yep.
The big paddles, whatever you got, get them down on the bottom, stretch it back about 28 feet with a white spin and glow or clown spin and glow with a mirage or a little boy blue tail. You'll mm-hmm. take lake trout if you're looking for lake trout. They still take calls and they still take kings down there.
Really?
Yeah, I took a king down 190 feet the other day, and then I took a king up on a 120 counter wire on a dipsy.
Wow.
I don't know why. The water was colder on the bottom than there was up mm-hmm. on top. And with this change in temperature, the water's getting pushed around, and the water temperature's going to be changing left and right. So you find fish, stick on them.
Yeah. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you to maybe try to get out in between these storms, what do they do?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the water till mid-October. Call the office at area code 847-838-2037. You can also visit me on the World Wide Web at www.diamondghostcharters.com. You can instant message me right away, right from the website, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Cool. And what do we all yell on Captain Tony's Diamond Ghost?
Sitting on the dock at home, the wind go by. How about that one? Huh?
That's, it caught me off guard on that one, Tony. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, go fish and be safe, everybody.
That's Captain Tony. Just, you know, you got to play the game with Mother Nature, and she wins all the time. You got to remember that. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is now taking deposits for the 2023 London Low Boats. That's right. The assembly line is working on those 2023 models, and the Waterworks Marine wants you to get the boat of your dreams and get on the water and enjoy a day with your friends and family. But if you have a boat and need service, parts, supplies, or any of those water fun towable items, only make one stop at Waterworks and get on the water faster. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, fishermen, come to the largest fishing yard sale of new and used fishing gear you can ever imagine on October 8th and 9th at 3 South 375 Herrick Road in Warrenville, Illinois. From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll find new and used fishing rods, reels, lures, still in their packaging, of all types, and even antique fishing items for collectors. There is something for everyone. 50% of all proceeds will be going to youth fishing programs in the area. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, I got me a bass boat equipped to the max. Jail coat and sparkle, she's my waterproof Caroline. She'd see her out on the flats. I got high-tech equipment right there.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me right now, we have Mr. Wayne Libera from Waterworks Marine. Hey, Wayne.
Hello, Chauncey. How are you?
I'm having fun, my friend. There is something that, you know, people, yes, you know, Lund and Low Dealer extraordinaire out of, you know, Country Club Hills and, you know, boats all over the United States. And, but what a lot of people don't
think of is, oh, summertime's over. We got to put the boats away. No. Stop.
It's not over yet, especially for the trailerable boater. A whole new type of activity is coming on board. Because a lot of your pleasure boaters are off the water now. So you've got areas like Lake Geneva, chain of lakes, mm-hmm. and all that boat traffic, boat pressure is off. So the fisherman really has a good opportunity to get out there and enjoy the water without the big boat traffic, mm-hmm. and get some good fishing in, and hey, enjoy this beautiful fall weather. I mean, this is some of the nicest times to be on the water.
Yeah, and a lot of people will say, like you just mentioned, you know, well, you know, the harbors of Lake Michigan. You know, well, but you know, you're putting your boat in there, and if you're fishing in and around the harbors, you know, as long as you're quasi-moving in the Chicago harbors, they can't yell at you. But, you know, you can't anchor in a harbor in Chicago. But, I mean, if you're kind of moving a little bit, they can't really stop you. And so you're bouncing stuff on the bottom and things like that. So, I mean, that's all just added, you know, things to do. And then, as you mentioned, you know, it's fall time and the colors that are coming out. Like, you know, if you were up on... I'm trying to think.
Well, you know, you run down to Star Rock. Our last boating trip of the year, mm-hmm. over all these years, has always been launching Star Rock, boat down to Peoria and back.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful run. You got all the migratory birds out there, all the beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some, you get an opportunity to see some of the big boats that are moving out of the Chicago harbors,
mm-hmm.
Down the river system, going to Florida for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on. You know, you got some restaurants and stuff down there on the river now. You can pull over and grab some lunch. Fall boating is really a beautiful time of year. You're not out there hot as can be. And like I said, there's just so much to see. It's down there, when you get down around Star Rock, you got all those migratory birds just sitting there, just flocks and flocks of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really something to see.
Yeah, and you don't have to, you know, you don't need to turn your motor on and say, well, I got to do 20 knots. No, slow down, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's all about enjoying it now.
You don't have to
be in a hurry. Because, like I say, too, there's not a lot of boat traffic out there. All that's out there now pretty much is your fellow fishermen.
Yeah.
And so it's a good time. And, you know, even in our store now, we're not doing a lot of winterizings yet. Because a lot of folks are still out there using their boat.
Exactly.
Which is a good thing.
And the people that aren't using their boat, we want to tell them to get out there and use those boats. Because, you know, if you bought an outboard motor in the last... 5-6 years, those things are using so little gas.
Oh, they just sip fuel. And you've got a good 30 to 45 days of, mm-hmm. of nice boating yet. You know, we're going to get some beautiful Indian summer weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the guy who's, you know, really hardcore and tougher than me, you know, guys will be on the St. Joe all winter long.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah.
Those are the guys that chip ice off the tip of their rods.
Yeah. I'm not tough enough to do that anymore, but it's a lot of fun out there. So
But that's the Illinois River. I mean, you know, you could, and once again, because you're a trailable boat that you know got from Waterworks Marine, you know, you could bring that boat up to Portage, Wisconsin, on the Wisconsin River, and you put it in below what's called a Dells Dam, and that's where you see all those beautiful rock structures.
Yes.
Along the boat side, and you could do fall colors in central Wisconsin. You could go on another trip in fall colors and fishing in southern Wisconsin. Then you could do northern Illinois. Then you could do north central Illinois.
And in November, you can go down to Kentucky Lake and do fall colors down there.
Do you know, I've never been down there in November.
Oh, yeah, they lower the river a little bit, but it's, again, still good fish and still good scenery.
Cool. But, I mean, you know, that's just another little added thing. You know, like I said, the Wisconsin River up in Portage. You know, you mentioned Lake Geneva at the beginning, too. You know, that's even though it's an inland lake, it's not a puddle lake. It's not a pond. Okay, folks?
No, that's deep water. When you fish Lake Geneva, I don't want to say you need trout rigs, but you got to go down deep.
Mm-hmm.
For that's you catch some fantastic walleye down deep there.
Yeah, there's walleye, lake trout, pike, all kinds of stuff there. And then, but as you mentioned, he said, you know, you can go fish for a while with the family or your friends. You know, enjoy the fall colors, because I always call it the look-away catch. That's when I catch a lot of fish. It's kind of like you're holding the rod. You're just jigging it, and you're looking at the trees, or you're looking at the birds flying overhead, and all of a sudden the rod goes boink.
Yeah, there you go. That's the way it works, you know.
Yeah, it's the look-away catch. And, I mean, you know, that's just another little added tidbit to enjoy fall boating and, you know, fishing and fall colors. I mean, you can't go wrong with that at all. I mean, you know.
Yeah, the last trip of the year, we don't even take our fishing poles with us. We just kind of ride out there and enjoy the scenery. And what's nice, when you launch in Starved Rock, then you don't have to go through any locks or anything. You can make that trip all the way to Peoria and back. And it's a wonderful day trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you mentioned, there's some, you know, great places to, you know, park the boat, you know, tie the boat up and go upstairs. The restaurant is right there. It's right there on the water. And you can sit there, have a little lunch, look at your boat, look at the barges going down. And I really believe, and, you know, some people would say, I love going to Canada. I love going to northern Wisconsin. But you know what? We can do the big fishing on the lake, you know, with a deep V Lund to do the salmon and trout fishing if you want to do that. And then I can, you know, roll it and do some river fishing or check out one of the big impoundments, Wren Lake, Geneva, Big Green Lake in Wisconsin, or I have not done this by boat. And I'm not a spring chicken, as they say, but I understand you could do some of the most unbelievable boat fall color and fishing on the Mississippi River.
Yes, yeah, and that's not too far away.
No, it's not.
Just head out 90, go right out to the river there, and it's again just a beautiful spot. And my daughter went to school out in Iowa, so we spent a lot of time out there.
Mm.
And the Mississippi River is just a beautiful area. Restaurants on the water and casinos and all kinds of stuff. There's just a lot to do in those areas.
It is. And once again, you know, we trailer our boats. It's easy to move them about. We have them. And, you know, if you haven't used your boat in a year and you're saying, give Waterworks a call, right? You know, just check it out. Make sure everything works, because you don't want to go out there if you haven't used it, unless you have somebody take a little peek at it and they go, yeah, everything's fine.
Well, I'll give you a little tip. If you're out in the Illinois River and you decide to picnic basket, be careful for all those birds. They'll steal your lunch right out of your hand.
Oh, will they?
Oh, yeah, they'll swoop right down at you.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, Wayne. I could just see that happening. I really could. Oh, that's so... You're eating a sandwich, boom, you know? Oh, my God. Well, you know, but, I mean, once again, you know, and you really do need to, and it's good because, like I said, you still have plenty of time to use a boat. Once we start getting into November or something like that, if you're not keeping it in a garage or whatever and you don't know how to have it winterized, we can, you know, have somebody at Waterworks check it out.
We can handle all that for you. But the Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be a beautiful fall. So all you boaters out there, take advantage of it.
Mm.
You guys spend a lot of money for your boats. Use them.
Yeah.
Enjoy them. Get your family out there, your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews, and go out for, bundle them up in sweaters and sweatshirts and go out for a boat ride.
Yeah, but make sure you have your PFD on and get out there and enjoy it, because I think you're going to see things you may have never seen before on whether you're in Illinois, Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana waters. You're going to just see the things that you stay away, because, as you said, the heavy recreational boat traffic is off the water.
Yep.
And it just opens it up for so many more people to enjoy.
Yes, it does.
I really believe that. You know, we talked about the Mississippi. We talked about the Illinois. I mean, you know, you could even go play on the lower part of the Des Plaines River is a beautiful boat ride.
Oh, yeah, the Kankakee.
Yeah. You know,
the guys out there with your flat bottoms, you can run up and down the Kankakee right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that's just a hop, skip, and a jump for us. And even, you know, Cedar Lake out there in Indiana, and again, because the boat traffic's off, a lot of fishermen don't like Cedar Lake during the summer because of the heavy boat traffic. But that boat traffic's gone now. So go out and enjoy that water.
Yeah, and that's the key thing and the prime thing to do. Before I let you go, Wayne, are you getting 2023s in?
Yeah, believe it or not, we've been getting quite a few in. I actually have boats on display in my showroom, first time in about 3 years.
Wow.
So we've got quite a few boats on display. We're still pre-selling a lot of boats. A lot of the boats that are coming in are sold by the time they arrive, so the pre-selling is still happening.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, we're starting to get some inventory, and the boats look better than ever. Let's run the 75th anniversary this year. So they've put some little graphics on their boat and stuff like that, and they're remodeling their whole Pro V line. That's all new for this year.
Mm.
So there's some pretty great stuff coming out.
Mm-hmm. And the low boats that you're selling, they're, to me, it seems like every time I look at a, every year, they improve those low boats, getting better, better, better. I mean, they are a very good boat. A lot of people don't look
at it. Really made some huge inroads the last 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they build that Roughneck series for the fisherman slash hunter.
Yeah.
I mean, my God, we can't go keep those things in stock. That boat is just a battleship. It's a great value. You get a lot of boats for the money. And you really, I say it's the ultimate tool to catch fish.
Yeah.
And to hunt out of it. And, you know, we're getting to that season now where the guys are going to be doing some hunting as well as fishing out of their boats.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with having, whether you're running, as you said, a flat-bottom boat or a V-cut, semi-pro, V-cut, deep V, yep. Or going to, you know, whether it's a fish and ski, a fish boat, a roughneck, which to me is just, a roughneck is the boat you want to just, it's Chauncey-proof. I can't break it.
it really is. I mean, they're not pretty, but my God, did they get the job done.
Yeah.
They're the ultimate tool to catch fish.
Yeah, and, you know, when the kids, you take the kids down the river in it, and they get in and they're muddy and slimy and sloppy because they had so much fun in the muck, and that's okay. Yeah. It's all right.
A little garden hose, and it's like new again.
That's exactly it. That's what I love about that boat. And you are still, as always, one of the premier Mercury dealers and maintenance centers, correct?
Yes, we've been announced again as a Mercury Repower Center. We got our CSI award again this year. We really love Mercury products here.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury does a great job. Mm-hmm. The products is phenomenal. They're reliable. They're fuel efficient. We can get parts more readily given the circumstances that are going on. Because Mercury's out of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
Parts problems aren't as bad as some of the other products out there. And,
mm-hmm.
and so they've been a great business partner, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, but you also, your mechanics are fully trained on other manufacturers.
Oh, yeah, school is a necessary evil here. We make everybody go to school all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So technology changes a lot, and the guys got to keep up with it.
Okay. Well, if somebody wants to see the lightest boat that they're going to put in their driveway, where do they go?
Come on over to Waterworks Boat Sales in Country Club Hills or visit our website at www.waterworks.com. Check out our latest inventory of new and used products and stop out and see us. We'd love to put you in boating.
Wayne, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Chauncey. We'll talk to you.
We'll talk next time about winterizing, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. $9.95, you get 12 big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month, you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For you can't beat this deal. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
I fish. I also clean local waterways so others can fish and swim. I help build public boat ramps for easy access to the water. I provide fishing and water safety education for kids. I maintain a healthy fish population so tomorrow's anglers can enjoy a catch. I prevent unwanted species from spreading into waters where they don't belong. I restore the condition of rivers to help fish and wildlife thrive. I fund long-term plans to protect our lakes and streams. I do all of these things and more, all because I buy a fishing license. When you buy a fishing license, you do a lot. In fact, every dollar from a license purchase protects and maintains your local waterways for future generations to enjoy. To learn more about how you can get your fishing license, go to takemefishing.org. That's takemefishing.org.
Hey fishermen, come to the largest fishing yard sale of new and used fishing gear you can ever imagine on October 8th and 9th at 3 South 375 Herrick Road in Warrenville, Illinois. From 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., you'll find new and used fishing rods, reels, lures, still in their packaging, of all types, and even antique fishing items for collectors. There is something for everyone. 50% of all proceeds will be going to youth fishing programs in the area. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Trolling, 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 trolling.
This is Phil Piscitello, owner-operator of Borderline Fishing Guide Service. We take people out fishing in northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoor Radio Show.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone, we've got, he is a guide, an entrepreneur, a fishing champion in tournaments. Oh, he is so much, but most of all, he's also a friend of mine. And I've known him for many, many years. Jimmy Templin, how you doing, Jim?
Hi, Chauncey, how are you?
Many years we've known each other.
Many.
I don't even...
20, 30.
Yes.
I don't even know.
No, I couldn't even tell you. But one of the reasons I wanted to have Jim on this morning is because Jim is, besides, you know, owner of the, you know, the fine Fish Tech bait shop that's up on, what was the exact location up there in Morton Grove?
Morton Grove.
What was that again?
Morton Grove.
Morton Grove, right. And he's got everything in the world. He's got big, full bait shop. But he also is a fishing guide every day out on the water doing so much. And he fishes the waters that you and I want to go fish. He's fishing stuff that's within an hour and a half of Chicago right in our own backyard. Right?
Yes, sir. Yes, we do.
Now, we're coming into... And the September, October, this, to my little brain, it says we're talking big fish time. These fish are going to want to eat, and, you know, the bigger fish are like, hey, we've got to put a little extra weight around our belly. I mean, this could be a great time for bass, walleye, muskie. What do you think?
Yeah, this is, we're getting there. Like, the water temperature's just starting to fall a little bit now, and you're starting to see the groups of shad on the chain, if we're talking about the chain. They're grouping up, and you can see them. You can, if you go out there on Marie or Channel, Catherine, Bluff, Pete, you see all the birds and those seagulls, and they'll be circling certain areas where you see these big balls of shad. Well, the shad come up because the big fish underneath them are pushing them up towards the surface, so they're getting bombarded from both. But yeah, this time of year, like, that's the deal. Like, the water's gonna start cooling down. They're gonna start eating a little bit more, you know, feeding up, and just so they can get through the winter time.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And that's one of the things about, you know, Jimmy T here, is that he is able to go to a lake when that lake is hot. Like, you know, you're going to say, well, okay, we're going to go check X, whatever lake, X lake. And if Y lake is really much more active, Jimmy's going to say, you know what, guys, we're going to go check out this lake instead because our action's going to be better. We're going to catch more fish. And you're able to have that knowledge and move around to keep the customer, the client, me, the fisherman, on fish, you know, hooking them and bringing them into the boat, which I think is very unique.
Yeah, you know, it's more of experience than anything else, right? Like, so, you know, when you've been fishing around these areas for 40 years now, guiding for 30, it's just, you have a lot of knowledge of, you know, past, you know, all this, like, was good at this particular month or vice versa, you know. And a lot of people, they want to fish Lake Geneva or Dolphin or the Chain of Lakes, you know, and sometimes it's just like, the fishing is just not good, right? So you want to make sure that you're working hard for the people, and, you know, hey, you know, we fished for the last 2 or 3 hours, we're not really catching too much. Hey, let's put the boat on the trailer and run over here or run over there, and it makes them believe that, you know, you're working hard for them. You want them to catch fish, right? So, and that's all guiding is.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, a lot of it is information and wanting to learn also, but, you know, they still want to catch some fish, right?
Yeah. Now, here we are, like I said, end of September, October. What are the bass going to be doing at this time of the year in most lakes? Not all lakes, but in most lakes, they're going to be gravitating, I think, more looking for stuff in the shallows. Or are they going to be holding a little bit on the deeper ends? Do you think?
Yeah, it's, you know, you're always going to have fish deep. You're always going to have fish shallow. You know, being out the last couple of days, like, you know, I've been watching the birds. I've been seeing the balls of shad. But also you get the bluegills and the perch and stuff, and they're still shallow. So you do have both going on. So there's a lot to, you know, check out. I me personally, I like the fish out. Like, that's just, you know, that's just where it's at. And I've been seeing these, you know, balls of shad, and they're swimming around the lake, right? They're not staying in one spot because they're being pushed around, but, you know, they could be in 2 feet of water, they could be in 15 feet of water. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, where they're getting pushed around. But if you watch closely, you'll see whether it's stripers or bass or even muskies, you know, you'll see them, like, just blast on them. Like, it's amazing. Like, you could have a five-minute ordeal of just explosions. Like, it's pretty exciting. Like, it's really cool.
Now, for, you know, bass right now, what kind of baits are you going to be throwing for the next, for the next month?
Yeah, we're kind of grabbing, so we're getting back into spring mode, so we're throwing a little more crankbaits, a little more chatterbaits. Chatterbaits is a big deal. And then spinnerbaits, like, that's, there. And then the top water thing does work, too. Like, you know, if you get into that position where you're seeing all this stuff, you know, like, your walking baits, your spooks, and that kind of stuff, like, they love to eat those things too. So it's, you're getting back into throwing more, not so much slower stuff, but a little bit more quicker stuff.
Now, what about walleye? I mean, you know, walleye this time of the year, they're going to be.
And, you know, everybody talks about the chain full of them. I mean, they stock thousands and thousands of these things in there. And it's amazing because, you know, walleye guys are always thinking out on the flats, out on the mud flats. Lake Murray is a big popular one. and we catch just as many fish in 2 feet of water. Like, it's amazing. Walleyes eat crayfish. They eat the smaller fish, too, and the shad and stuff like that. So you could catch them. I mean, we've caught 10-pounders just on a jig under a pier. Like, they live on the chain. And part of the guys have caught them on frogs and the lily pads. Like, they're a predator also, you know, and they feed, and they're doing the same thing like anything else. You know, they're going to start feeding up, and blade baits, that's a big deal out there. Mm-hmm. Mostly jigging minnows, that's pretty typical walleye fishing.
Yeah, okay. And then here we are rolling into, you know, literally October's right around the corner, and one of the nicest things about Labor Day is a lot of the recreational boaters pull off the chain and other boat and other lakes.
Yes, they do, especially yesterday when we got 10 inches of rain.
Oh, man, talk about
nobody out there.
Oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. But
yeah,
the muskie this time of the year, that's a whole different animal, I think, because a lot of people don't realize how, and we're just picking on the chain right now, but, you know, you can catch muskies out of Geneva and Delavan, I think, you get more Northern Pike. But, you know, but the chain, which is right in our own backyard, there's a lot of muskies there.
Lots of them. And I'll tell you, like, just fishing, and I do a lot of, you know, mostly bass fishing. Like, that's, like, my dominant thing, you know. But we catch just as many muskies throwing bass stuff as we do on musky lures.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, these fish, you know, we all know that they're the moodiest fish, the hardest fish to catch. Like, they're so fun to catch, right? But, I mean, I have been in 2 feet of water, and there'd be 10 of them sitting there. Like, I always tell musky guys, and I don't care what time of year it is, if you're fishing the chain of lakes, if you're fishing shallow, you're not fishing shallow enough. Like, these fish do live in some of these channels. I've seen, they hoard up. Like, it's amazing. Like, these, you know, it's intense. The shad, the minnows, the bass, you know, obviously they're the king of fresh water, so they eat everything that swims in the chain of lakes. But, man, I have seen, and I tell people this all the time, like, I'd be in the channel, at, like, whether it's the Malta Lake Street or Robbie's channel, and I'd be, like, in it, it'd be 2 feet of water. I'm taking up mud with my trolling motor, and they're swimming all over the place.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they'll follow, and they'll, you know, eventually you end up catching one because there's just so many there, and they're only there for one reason, to eat. That's it.
Yeah.
And I always tell guys, like, yeah, you guys need to, I mean, I seen it in the spring when the musky tournaments go on. I mean, we're looking for bass on beds and doing all this and that. We see 50, 60 of these things swimming around. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And all these guys are out in the middle of the lake, and it's just like, what are you guys doing? Like, you guys need to get, like, up here. Like, they're up here.
Yeah.
Not out there. They're up there.
Up there.
And they'll do that all year long. And I'm not saying that you can't catch them out in deeper water and throwing bulldogs and the big plastics and stuff like that. But, man, I'll tell you, if you want to be successful catching muskies on the chain, fish shallow.
Yeah. That's good. Good point. Good point. And everybody, one of the things, you know, Jimmy, excuse me, Jimmy T here is, I've been in so many tournaments with Blarney Bassmasters. He is in the top, literally, if he didn't win, he's in the top four every tournament I see. And it's this guy, if you looked at his ancestral tree, he's got to have a largemouth bass somewhere in his family tree.
Probably.
Because you find these guys, you know, you think like a largemouth, which as a guide only helps you.
It's you know, and I trust me, I love fish tournaments. Like, it's the competition. There's some really good teams out there that fish, and they always push you. You know, you get these really, you know, you were there yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, 15 pounds won, like, that's incredible. Like, that's incredible.
Yeah,
you know, and it's been taking, you know, 14 to 17 pounds to win. Like, it's, you have to catch them, and you have to catch the big ones, and if you don't, you don't win.
Yeah. Like I said, there's so many different bodies of water
close to us. You know, I mean, we've mentioned the Geneva and Delavan and the Chain and probably, you know, Loon and this one and that one. And there's many.
Bangs and Long Lake and, yeah, there's tons of them across the border, you know, Paddock Lake. There's a ton of small lakes that, you know, you can fish.
Yeah. And when you have a guide like Jimmy T who understands these lakes and understands, more important, the patterns that, hey, you know, 2 weeks ago they were pretty good on Lake X, but Lake Y, you know, this is the time where those fish are going crazy, you know, and we're going to go with a topwater frog bait because we know that those frogs are making a migration into the deeper water lakes and ponds, and they're going to be hammering them. Bass are going to be hammering them in the shallows. And, you know, you don't get that unless you're talking to a guy like Jimmy T here who understands the fish and the environment that the fish are living in. So you're really good at this, Jim.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Chance. And you know, we work hard, right? That's just what it is. You know, we've, you know, all the guides in the area, like, we're working hard. We're always trying to be on top of things, new things, new things to try, new things to teach people, and this and that. So it's important to understand, you know, really what's going on.
Yeah. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of Jimmy Templin here for a guide trip out on waters that they want to go fish and have some fun, what's the best way to get a hold of you to set up a guide trip?
You can either go on our website, the Fish Tech, www.fishtechmg.com. Mm-hmm. There's a whole page on it for the Fish Tech Guide Service, and or you can call my cell. It's 847-331-7537.
Right. And if you need anything for fishing, and you got a little bit of archery stuff there, don't you, yet?
Yeah, we do. We have some crossbows in stock. We have an archery range in the store that's pretty popular with guys. We always have guys coming in and out every day, especially with hunting season around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And we do offer classes, which is also a neat thing that's also on the website. So, cool. Yeah, we do. We carry arrows and some bows and that stuff. Yep.
And that's at 5802 Dempster Street in Morton Grove, Illinois. It's just off the Edens. I mean, just off the Edens. It's not far. Take Dempster, you know, across from 294. You're there in a few minutes. I mean, it's great. It's a great place, and they have everything you can imagine that you need to fish anything around us here. That's the important thing. Great stocking.
Yes, sir.
Great stocking. Well, Jimmy, thanks so much for coming on the show this morning.
Josh, man, it's a pleasure. It was good hearing from you, good seeing you. I mean, it's been a while.
Yes, it has, man. Let's not make it that long again, okay?
No, we'll see you at the shows, I'm sure.
That's right, my friend. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. I'm listening to the program. I want to call this guy Tom Workman. What's the best way to get to you to set up a charter?
So, you know, a couple different ways. You can go to our website, workmanoutfitters.com, and that's W-E-R-K, not O, but W-E-R-K-M-A-N,
right.
outfitters.com. Or, you know, feel free to give me a call. You know, my phone number is 616-502-4899. So okay. You can call or text that, and yeah, that's the best way to reach us.
Yeah, give me that phone number again,
616-502-4899.
And if you missed that number, just re-listen to the show on the, you know, whether it's podcast or, you know, download it from the internet on the website, you know, the ESPN website. You can get the phone number again. But I just real quickly flashed over and I see these smallmouth. I see these pike. I see these bass. I see these pike. You know, huge salmon steelhead photo. Oh, Tom, I got to come back home and go fishing.
Oh, man, if you're ever up this way, Chauncey, man, give me a holler.
Oh, I will. Everybody, Tom Workman, Workman Outfitters. That's Workman. That's WERKMANOUTFITTERS.com. Workman Outfitters. Give him a call. Check it out. Be part of the great outdoors. And you'll understand why I like Western Michigan then. Tom, thanks so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here? A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know, and like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine is looking to expand their 5-star rated marine mechanic staff, become part of the Waterworks staff, and feel what it's like to be part of the best marine mechanic staff in the Midwest with training, benefits, good pay, and more. When people know you're a marine mechanic at Waterworks, they know you're now part of the best of the best. For job inquiries, call 708-798-9700 or contact them at waterworks.com. Tell them Chauncey sent you. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
That's the sound you'll hear at the Illinois Conservation Foundation Director's Hunt, taking place on November 28th and 29th, right after Thanksgiving, at the new location, the Jim Edgar Panther Creek State Fish and Wildlife Area in central Illinois near Springfield. This hunt will include lunch and a banquet dinner on the 28th, overnight lodging, as well as breakfast on the 29th. Hunting guides and dogs will be provided if needed. For more information, go to the ilconservation.org. That's ilconservation.org for special early bird pricing and save on groups of four. Make your plans. I'll be there. Get them.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com and Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow. The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie. When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. The Chaunce here. Everybody said, who's that little kid's voice? That's my grandson, Aiden. That's a couple years old, but you know what? Every week I get to hear my grandson's voice this way, and it makes me feel a little bit better. So thank you for coming along with me on that little, you know, journey. Hey, speaking of grandsons, we're going to talk to get the Aiden Fisherman Report. Let me open it up so I can read it to you. And this is sponsored by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. They got a few 22s there, but they're getting 23s in all the time. Get your deposit in there. But you know what? Let's hear the Aiden Fishing Report. Papa, Dad took me to the Grand River, and the old guys told me to go fish the deeper holes and the shallow water near the deeper holes. They said the fish don't know that fall is coming, and they keep moving from one to the other. So I did that, and I caught a couple of smallmouths and two nice pike, but I was afraid to grab them by the mouth, so my dad took them off the lure off of them. Not what he wrote, but my dad took them off the lure. I saw a couple guys using spawn sacks, and they said they caught a few fish, but more are going to be coming up if we get rain. See you in a couple of weeks to use. I can use some smallmouth bass lures if you have any in the garage that Grandma wants you to clean out. Oh, I'm going fishing with one of the girls in my class and her family. So if you have an extra rod and reel that you can send me, I would give it to her as a gift. She does not have a spinning reel, and I know you have a bunch. I love this kid. Your fishing magician, Aiden. And once again, the fishing magician report was brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue, Country Club Hills. And go to our Facebook page at Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Listen to our full video fishing report. Covers all of the Midwest, Michigan, Little Indiana, Lake Michigan, Northern Wisconsin, Illinois waters, lots of places. So just go to Facebook.com/Chauncey's Great Outdoors for all of that information. Okay, cool. We covered that. Yep, I think I got a lot. Oh, I can hear the flute playing, so you know what that means. The show's coming to an end. And I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my good friend Apensui Majuat. It says, take only what you need and leave the land as you have found it. Take only what you need and leave the land as you found it. How very true on National Hunting and Fishing Days and Open Lands Day. Do something for the great outdoors. Enjoy it, be part of it, and help it. Sounds good to me. Once again, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you next week right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.